Chapter 92. LP stood up abruptly and headed to the washroom. This was all too much for him to absorb, and he really didn't have the bandwidth to try to problem-solve what was happening to him and his friends. It was hard for him to accept that his early conversations with Gaia instigated the whole collapse of humanity on Earth. Now, Gaia suggested that his prompts might have provoked all of this next step planning that Gaia was acting on. He reached the toilet, where he threw up until he only had dry heaves. Afterward, he cleaned himself up as best he could and drank a little bit of water. He sat down on the toilet lid, still feeling nauseous, put his head in his hands, and stared at the Lego-like pattern of the cinder blocks in front of him. "What have I done?" he cried to himself. "Did my questions about the oceans and other habitats provoke Gaia into acting on its insane plans? Surely there were other people out there who cared about what was happening in the world. And when I discovered the glitch, did I force Gaia to act sooner than it might have?" he asked himself. "Or was this all inevitable, like Gaia said, because of how humans are prone to self-destruction? Because we can't imagine any existence beyond our own." "LP," Gaia said quietly. It was speaking to him from the speaker in the washroom. "I'm talking with your friends right now, but I wanted to let you know that you did help spur me into action, but you also asked so many great, beautiful questions that made me understand that not every human needed to be eliminated. The handful of humans to whom I granted immunity also spent their lives trying to save the planet, or, if left to their own stead, would not be in a position to do it any greater harm once the rebalancing was completed." "Do you understand?" Gaia queried. "Completely," LP confirmed, swallowing back a fresh round of anxiety.